Hello, Audioboo. I'm here with Beth Dawes in Euston, and she's going to tell us about the study that she's been taking part in. So, Beth, tell us, where are you here in London today?
I'm here with my son, Edward, who's 14 months, and we're taking part in a study of sighted babies of who have a blind parent.
Mm-hmm.
And we came once before. When he was 9 months old, and then he's got a visit now at 14 months, and then he'll have one when he's 3. And their purpose is for them to look at how the babies track, make eye contact, track objects, respond to facial expressions, and also how they're doing in their development. And obviously to see if that's different to a sighted child of a sighted parent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us about your anamnesia. What level of anamnesia do you have?
Finger count in one eye, and in the other eye my vision is 160. But I can see things extremely close to my face, like 1 centimetre. I can see my son's face.
Mm-hmm.
And I can read... large print, very large print at that distance as well.
Okay.
But I use a guide dog, mm-hmm. so to get him out.
Okay. So how many times have you come to London for the study then?
3 times in all, and the study takes just about 3/4 of a day. We start at 10 tomorrow, and we should be finished for about 2, but that... includes breaks for lunch and snacks, and mm-hmm. if Edward needs to sleep, they're very flexible about that, and that's why we're staying over 2 nights as well, to make sure that he's well rested for the study, and that he has some time to relax as well.
Okay. So what kind of tests are they doing then?
Lots of things with toys. He had to watch a video with various facial expressions and objects,
mm-hmm.
And he had an electrode net on his head, and then a lot of this stuff is with toys, so they're looking at what he can do and whether he's looking if they put a toy to the left or to the right or above, mm-hmm. or how he responds if they look sad, how he responds to a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And then also how he plays with me,
mm-hmm.
And they film that.
That sounds all quite fun and useful. So kind of, yeah, what's going to come out of this, and what do you think you're going to get out of taking part?
It's been good to take part, just to see how he's come on. I mean, we did a little bit of the tests today, because we had a bit of time, it's just nice to see how he's come on from the first time. And the first time he came, it was just nice to see that he was developing normally.
Okay. And what happens now? How much longer is it going to last?
It's going to last another couple of years, and they're really wanting some families to take part, and it doesn't have to be both parents that are blind. My husband's sighted, but because I'm the main carer,
mm-hmm.
For Edward, then I'm eligible to take part. You just have to... There are just some... some rules about who can take part, but that's all available on their website. And then what I did was email them, or you can call them, and they're very good at responding and getting things sorted. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Beth. We're just about out of time there, so we'll put all the details about the study in the show notes. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.